the Mandusum. Rich live longer, wealthy people live 8 years longer than the poor, UCL has found. The richest can expect an average 83 years for women and 81 for men. The poorest can expect just 75 years for women and 73 for men. A tale of two cities. While hard-up French workers strike and march to save their pensions, the rich splash their cash in plush Parisian boutiques. The Financial Times How to Spend It supplement laid out one marketing executive's perfect weekend in Paris on the 21st of January. Between Pilates studios and hotel swimming pools, Miriam Badal shops for copper cookware, exotic spices and vivid scented geraniums, then eats out before the opera or ballet. Meanwhile, many workers struggle for the time, let alone the money, for this breadth of participation in culture. Badal's luxury goods firm Diptyque is launching a new perfume this month. It's a steal at £120 for 70 milliliters. Bezos billions reach space. The Earth's 2,153 billionaires had fortunes exceeding the wealth of the 4.6 billion poorest in 2019, says Oxfam. Super exploitative Amazon boss Jeff Bezos remains at the head, with $116 billion to his name. Bill Gates and Warren Buffett aren't far behind. If Bezos and Gates built a tower of all their filthy lucre in $100 bills, it would penetrate outer space. Meanwhile, a worker who'd save $10,000 a day since the pyramids were built in 2,500 BC would still only have one-fifth the average wealth of the five top billionaires. Britain's billionaires, the six richest billionaires in the UK, are worth as much as the poorest 13.2 million workers here. Just four families are swimming in wealth totaling £39.4 billion, says the Equality Trust. Sacked MPs enter Lords. Lost your seat in the general election? Worry not. You can simply mosey over to the House of Lords and reclaim your place in the government. The Tories have appointed Zach Goldsmith, defeated in December, and Nicky Morgan, who couldn't be bothered to stand, to Parliament's upper chamber and Johnson's cabinet. They'll now earn £70,137 a year as ministers, and can claim up to £305 a day, plus expenses, if they are sacked. Lords, to keep it real, the government has floated the idea of moving the House of Lords to York or Birmingham. Tory party chair James Cleverly explains this would help peers reconnect with disenchanted voters outside London. Reconnect. When has this semi-feudal, unelected chamber of 795 wealthy expense sponges ever been connected to ordinary workers? Abolish the Lords,